Blog Talk Radio.
Of Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Ridge, and this morning's show is titled Recognizing the Malignant Unbelief in the Power of Yahweh, or Recognizing Malignant Unbelief in the Power of Yahweh. I'm going to be reading from Exodus chapter 14. Now, you may well know that in this particular event, that is recorded for us in Exodus 14, has to do with God's salvation of his people from Egypt. Indeed, it is a pivotal event in salvation history. And it is very interesting for us to recognize what is going on here, because here apparently God's people are trapped. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi Hahiroth between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea directly opposite Baal Zephah. Pharaoh will think," now note the language, "Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert." Now, Baal Zephon was a sacred place to the Egyptians. So they believed that this area, this desert region, was inhabited by the evil demon Typhon. And so the Israelites had a mountain range on one side, and that is on the right side, and the sea to the left. And so Pharaoh's perception of what was going on here would, of course, be channeled by his anger. He was angry. He was in pursuit of slaves that had escaped his iron fist, and so he was going to pursue them in order to destroy them. And God already knew, that is, in his providence, God had already seen what was in Pharaoh's heart. The word providence is very interesting because it means to see before. In Genesis 22:14, it's recorded, the Lord will see to it. Now, in chapter 14 of Exodus, verses 1 through 19, we have this very powerful faith reality. God goes before, that is verses 1 through 19. God comes between, that is verses 19 through 20. God goes ahead, verses 21 through 25, and God comes behind, or goes behind. That is Exodus 14, 26 to 31. In Isaiah 52, 12, we read that the Lord will go before us and also be our rear guard. And so Pharaoh did not see the invisible provision that God had already made for his people. No matter what the enemy has planned to do to you or to me, God has already taken care of it and will tell us what to do. And so, according to verse 3, Pharaoh will think The Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. Verse 21 of Exodus 14 reads, verse 20, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel, that is, the presence of God, that is the angel of God. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other. Note that carefully. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night with the Lord. Not a naturalistic event, but the Lord, who has, he is the creator. God does not enter into the cosmos as an exogenous force. He is within nature, and I don't mean pantheism or panentheism. I mean that the presence of God is known by his creation. Amen? So, and all that night, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. Let me say this morning, let me ask this morning, rather, what do you want Yahweh to reverse for you? Now, the east wind normally pushes waves against the west coast and not away from it. Let me say that again. The east wind normally pushes waves across the west coast and not away from it. And so here's a reversal of circumstances here. And God at work. And guess what? His people were eyewitnesses of his power. God's own people, there in the first person, saw what he had provided for them through the angel of the Lord with the great Shekinah glory, giving light to one side and darkness to the other. And then Moses, when he stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back. The people of God witnessed this great salvation event. They were there. They saw the power of God at work. They experienced the power of God at work on their behalf. They were immediate benefactors of God's salvation, of God's deliverance, of God's rescue. God took them out of harm's way. Notice once again, God went before them, God comes between them, God goes ahead of them, God comes behind them. And Isaiah 52:12 reads, and the Lord will be our rear guard. And so, verse 3 again, Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. God's people were not hemmed in. That was his perception. And God transcended Pharaoh's perception. God shattered Pharaoh's perception. God had no respect to the perception of Pharaoh. God separated his people from Pharaoh's wrath. There was no way that Pharaoh could move against the people of God because God had made a wonderful provision for their need. In chapter 15, we have the song of Moses and Miriam. Notice chapter 15, verse 3 of Exodus. which reads, "The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name." And here, again, is a reference to the divine warrior motif that we read about at the end of the flood narrative or the Mabul narrative in the book of Genesis. So I come away, I still worry for using the term flood because people picture a local event, but this was indeed a global cataclysmic event in which the tectonic plates were broken up and the waters that were under the plates were released by Yahweh. And then we read that the windows of heaven were open. And so this was a fantastic event to the creative power of God. And so in Exodus 15:3, the Lord is a warrior. And verse 14 reads, "The nations will hear and tremble, anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan, which is the destiny of the people of God, will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. Until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people bought." Notice that you purchased. This is the meaning of the Greek word for redemption. "Until the people you bought pass by." Now, Philistia, Edom, Moab, Canaan are sophisticated, Bronze Age cultures of the ancient world. And they knew, and they would know of what God has done. Notice the confession of the people of God. Notice the confession of this great song. And on the other side of this wonderful event, we begin to read about something that is inherent in it, the character of the people of God. After this great and marvelous event, they begin to grumble. At verse 22, Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, that is bitterness, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Notice how quickly God's people forget what he had done for them at the Red Sea. Notice how quickly the people of God had forgotten that the great cloud came between the people of God and the army of Pharaoh, providing light for one and darkness for the other. Notice how quickly they have forgotten that Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord backed the sea with a strong east wind. Notice that the power and the deliverance of God so quickly forgotten. Verse 24, the people grumble. The word grumble is a transliteration of a Hebrew word, L-U-N. And it is a term of that denotes their behavior. This word means to stay nothing, to dwell an indeterminate amount of time. It means to stay. And so here we're going to see that there are seven of these accounts of grumbling, or the people grumbled, given in the material. And we are going to get insight into the malignancy or the malignant nature of this grumbling. Is it failure, or is it a rejection of the history of liberation that has been divinely given and therefore its future too? My name is Dr. Desiree Rich. I will speak with you next time on Unite Talk. Have a wonderful day.